Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and checking it out. Lots of stuff there that will benefit you, I think, in your small business. Lots of articles and archives. Our Brain Trust members, which are the largest community of small business experts on the planet, are there. The blog is there. The newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter. It's an outstanding newsletter. I'm very proud of it. Our folks work hard to put that together for you, and we'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Lots of good stuff that will it's easy to consume, by the way. And so all that's there. And don't forget our poll question, which is what I'm talking about today. Some of the results of the polls that we've taken in the last couple of 3 weeks. The poll this week is about what party or movement, what political party or movement do you think is best suited to deal with the economy? And I may even weave in a little bit of the current situation with the current condition of the poll in my conversation in this segment, which, by the way, is all about the taxes, the tax increases that are coming up at the end of this year. Back in 2001 and 2003, our government, the Congress and the administration passed a series of tax cuts in 2001 and 2003. And many people believe that those tax cuts actually gave rise to, helped contribute to a growing economy. And I'm one of those people. I'm one of those people who believes that that small business owners, given the opportunity to keep some of their precious capital and not pay less taxes, will reinvest that money into their business, which is what small business owners have told me that they will do wherever I ask them that question. All around the world, I've asked that question. And they, without hesitating, they always say, if I could pay less taxes, I'd reinvest that money into my business, which then creates opportunity, more employees, chance for hiring more people, and paying more taxes. So I'm one of those people who believes that lower taxes creates more revenue for the government. I'm one of those people that believes that raising taxes pulls capital out of businesses, especially the engine of our economy, small businesses, and hurts the economy and hurts the government's ability to raise revenue. Yes, I'm a supply sider. I believe in that. I believe in dynamic scoring. I really do. And which is what I said a minute ago. The dynamic scoring is where the more you say the less you tax people, the more revenue it creates, because it creates opportunity. You can do that in America. Maybe not in all countries, but you can do that in America. So we asked you, we said, if the by the way, those tax cuts were not given to us permanently. They were loaned to us by Congress. An unbelievable act, a shameless act that they perpetuated on us. When they institute tax increases, they don't put a sunset on those, but they gave us two tax cuts and they put sunsets on those. So all the tax cuts of 01 and 03 are going to expire at the end of this year, including the estate tax, the death tax, is going to go back to where it was before 2001, from zero this year. So if you're going to die, you need to die this year, so your family won't pay any money on the estate tax. I'm teasing, obviously, but the capital gains tax is going to go back up. The marginal rates are going to go back up, et cetera, et cetera. So the government is stuck between a rock and a hard place. The rock is we got a faltering economy, and we need to figure out a way to grow the economy. The other one is we've got rising deficits because the government's spending a lot of money. We need more revenue, so they need to revive the economy and raise more revenue. Well, in the middle of that argument are the tax issues. And so we asked you, we said, what do you think we should do? And you, with those of you who responded to us, 80% of you, actually 81% of you said we should extend the tax cuts, renew the tax cuts, 81% said that. 19% said that we should let them expire, that the tax, we should allow taxes to go up on people at the end of this year. Well, okay, I'm in the 80%, the 81% group, and that's what I believe. I believe that if you raise taxes on small businesses, then I think you're going to hurt the economy. If you want to see, in my opinion, if you want to see the potential to abort this recovery, raise taxes on small business owners. I think that's what's going to happen. Now, here's another thing that I think is happening right now. I think the economy is not growing because small business owners don't know what their tax bill is going to be next year. They should have already made a decision about what they were going to do with this so we can plan for it. But there's no tax planning going on right now because nobody knows what the taxes are going to be in 2011. And so that's one of the uncertainty issues that's hurting small businesses right now, that's hurting the economy, the reason the economy isn't recovering anymore. Another uncertainty is we don't really know how healthcare, as it comes online, how the healthcare bill is going to affect us. There's the 1099 issue. One of the ways they're planning on paying for healthcare was where they require you and me to file 1099 forms on every transaction we make over $600 a year. That's a huge regulatory burden on you and me, compliance burden on you and me. These are the uncertain things, and these are the things that the government is creating, the entire government, all the players up there are creating, that are hurting the economy right now. And they need to understand that this uncertainty is really hurting small businesses and ultimately hurting the economy. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.